new ones, but we've been talking ages about doing an acoustic album, there's about 10 acoustic songs that I think more or less we're all happy with, and there's about 10 electric songs. So because there's no rush, we've got an album coming out next year, which 2018 was that when we did Freak Show?
Mm-hmm.
2019 was, so that was when we did the stage show Freak Show, and so this year we recorded the Freak Show songs, but that'll come out next year. So there's already an album on the way, so there's no rush to push through an album, so I think we're just going to take our time, do 4 songs in a studio, whether they're acoustic ones, electric, we're just going to, and hopefully in a few recordings we'll possibly have the acoustic album done and the electric one. But definitely the Christmas song will be put on because we've already done the video for it.
I think going to, you know, adding to the Freak Show album was really cool because it was you know, the songs that we put together, and we had the artists singing on stage, obviously, but for us to do it and have Amy singing all of them, and it's our own style. So there's bits where we've chopped out the bits that we would have had for dialogue and things like that, and actually...
Just say it. It's better when I just sing it, isn't it?
I mean, yeah. I mean, but also we had Darren on there, and you know, life is better without... No, I'm joking. No. But so there was some of the numbers were piano-led, so we've had to reimagine them to, you know, so it was more of a Lady Grey sound.
Yeah,
which is really cool. And that meant we sort of knew those songs, so we were able to sort of sit for a whole day and get, like, a whole album done. We did that as well with the last one, but what's quite nice about just doing the 4 is we can really strip it down, add loads of stuff, work on it. You know, there's some albums I think you can just rattle off because they've been there a while, the songs, but to actually... you know, do some that we can play around with a bit more. Mm. I mean, it's quite cool.
I think, like, I'm quite excited about when we do the acoustic one, because we, over the years, we've done quite a few acoustic gigs, whether it's at the Edge or
even with what we're doing
in London.
Here.
Yeah, in here. Yeah. I think we have a really good sound when we're quite stripped back with the acoustic, so it's quite nice, you know, possibly have Darren come in, put a bit of piano on bits and pieces, maybe ukulele again. It's going to be really nice to go. There's no pressure on what we do in the studio. It's just, let's just be really creative. And quite often when we record 7 or 8 songs, Amy gets less time to do vocal work. So it's going to be really nice to see her, because she's phenomenal, not just at being lead vocalist, but coming up with all of the harmonies. So that's going to be nice. Excuse me. And then you've also got what Ali does, as he's already said, he's a percussionist and a drummer. But some of the songs recently, the percussion that's been added on, I just think is another level. It's just Chasing the Horizon, the bongos through it, and then also the drumming. So I'm really excited about recording fewer songs at the time in the studio, but just building it.
Yeah, layering them up.
Yeah.
And the acoustic makes me excited, because obviously Jay writes such beautiful stuff that you can't always catch the melodies to, you can't always catch the lyrics to, because you don't know it until you're familiar with, you know, you've seen it 4 or 5 times. But when it's stripped back, you can hear the actual work that goes into it. And as we've said before, Graham's bass lines, like, as a lead bassist, it's just insane. And acoustically, it sounds beautiful. So, yeah, really excited about that album, actually.
Jay gets to put his solo lines on as well, doesn't he?
My whistle solo.
I was going to say, there's always a whistle solo there somewhere.
No.
I love Jay's whistle, is phenomenal. Yeah, it's great whistle.
I sent a song over to Graham
maybe a few weeks back, and it did have a whistle lead in there. And you did seem to be very excited about it.
Like, anything that involves Jay whistling, I'm in for.
He has a very tuneful whistle.
Yeah, I'm in for.
There we go. Well, we shall look forward to hearing that. Let's have a listen to your next musical selection. And, well, it's a blast from the past, which is about to get even further ago, which is what happens at the turn of the year. Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Tell us about your memories of this one.
Well, number one, it's just a great song. When they brought that album out, maybe 2004, perhaps.
Correct.
But it seemed like a lot. It was a new generation that found them. Obviously, us, we kind of knew them from back. But the reason why I picked this song was more that it's obviously the song is about someone who's had dreams and ambitions, and probably that I don't get quite there. But it was more just I just wanted to say that obviously at Christmas, everybody is very excited about it. But we do also forget that for a lot of people, it's not a great time of year. And I put this song in there just to remind myself to say that if there are people out there who are struggling, I mean, I know when we was in COVID, you often talked about it, Nick. Mm. And I think it's important just to say to people that if you've got a friend, if you've not heard from them, send them a message, get in touch. If you are that friend who needs reaching out, then don't be frightened to do it, whether it's a friend or further afield. So Christmas, it's an amazing time of year, but for some people, it's the opposite end. So I picked this song, obviously, so I picked it because it's a great song, but just to remind myself, just to kind of say, if there's people out there struggling, or if you have a friend that you think is, get in touch, speak out to people.
Oh.
Thanks.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. I want to let his praises swell. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. And it was not in well. Well, there was a woman from Samaria came to the well to get some water. There she met a stranger who did a story tell. That a woman dropped a pitcher, she drank and was made richer from the water he gave her. And it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I wanna let his praises swell. Jesus gave her water. He gave that woman water. Gave a living love and lasting water. And it was not in the well. Well, on that woman he had pity. She ran back to the city, crying glory, hallelujah, and did his wonders tell. She left my Savior singing. She came back to him bringing the town seat of the water, Lord, and it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I want to let his praises swell. Jesus gave that woman water. Gave her that loving, lasting water. Water. And it was not in the well. Well, Lord, that woman left for shouting. There was no room for doubting that she had met a Savior who did her wonders tell. Every time she doubted him, she started to think about him, the man that gave her that water, Lord, and it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I want to let his praises swell. Tell you he gave that woman water. Gave her that loving, lasting water. Water, 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 loving water. And it was not in the well.
You are with Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Just played you two tracks in a row chosen by my guests tonight, Lady Grey and the Elves. First up, it was Green Day and the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. And the track you just heard was Sam Cooke and Jesus Gave Me Water. So tell us about your memories of that track.
That was my choice. I just love Sam Cooke, really. His voice is great. I'm a massive fan of vocal harmony, and I find, sort of learning about Amy's harmonies, how amazing they are and how skilled she is at it. To me, it's wizardry, so I like watching people who can harmonise, listening to songs. I think it's beautiful, so it's just a lovely gospel tune.
Indeed, definitely. So, yes, shall we hear some more harmonies? Shall we hear a track in the studio?
Harmonies.
Amy is so good at harmonising, she can harmonise
with
herself.
Yeah, with myself at the same time. Yeah, absolutely. God, why hasn't that been invented? There'll be something soon that you can swallow, and it'll just sit in your throat, and when you sing, it will automatically harmonise with yourself. How cool would that be? Someone painting that immediately.
Yes.
You can get a pedal for a guitar that does that, I think.
Yeah, do you remember when I tried it that time? It went a bit crazy, though. I got so obsessed with it, I just pressed it all the time.
Paul had one, didn't he? Yeah,
that's all right.
Excellent. What track are we going to hear next?
Well, we thought we'd end with the most Christmassy upbeat one. This is called Wonder, because that's exactly what Christmas is full of, right?
Indeed it is. Take it away. Lady Grey and the Elves here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Did the Queen with the Joker in the pack start the journey looking back? Are you late or standing still? The butterfly breaks the wheel. Little wonder, I'm calling out to you. Little wonder's what you are. Little wonder, you're so beautiful. Little wonder, you're a star. Face the sun, you're the fire on the run. See the moon is smiling back at you. Say goodbye to the ordinary. Say goodbye to the ordinary. Little wonder, I'm calling out to you. Little wonder's what you are. Take the hat from the shelf. Little wonder, I'm calling out to you. Little wonder's what you are. Little wonder, you're so beautiful. Little wonder, you're a star. Face, face the sun. You're the fire on the run. See, see the moon. The moon is smiling back at you. Say goodbye. Say goodbye to the ordinary little wonder. I'm calling out to you, little wonder's what you are. Little wonder, you're so beautiful. Little wonder, you're a
complete with earring solo at the end. That was, quite simply, wonderful. Lady Grey and the Earls live here in the studio here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM with a track entitled Wonder. Excellent. So we've heard a bit about things that you've got coming up. Are you doing more performances out there in theatre land as well?
Yeah, I mean, is it Spamalot?
Shenfield Operatic, so that's who I'm involved with. We've got Spamalot, we're at the Queen's Theatre. I don't know if you're any Monty Python fans out there, but there are still tickets available with the 24th to the 27th. Something like that, of January. Tickets available from the website. But, you know, I'm playing the part of Patsy. So I get to play the coconut. So
another piece of percussion there, which he will own. He will absolutely own.
Absolutely.
And it's a great role because I hardly speak, but I do get to do... always look on the bright side of life. I get to sing that one. So.
And you get to be a coconut.
I know. Who knew?
We're taking If They're Human to London, and we've got There Never Was as like an exhibition piece in Chelmsford, which should be quite interesting. But the most exciting thing next year will be that we're back at the Fringe. God knows how. I need to find some money. I'm quite sure how we're going to do that.
And Christmas Eve, we're on Ovation doing a panto.
Yes, we are.
So
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah.
We are playing the comedy duo. Justin is the upbeat one who's very excited about stuff.
Typecasting.
And I'm the one who's very depressed and lethargic and couldn't care less. So typecasting, yeah.
That is very against type for both of you. But you have to challenge yourself. So
you've got to stretch yourself.
Indeed.
We had a real proud parent moment the other day, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Despite the fact we're not parents. Jack, who was in Sleepy Hollow.
And he was that lead in Looking Glass, which was the song you just heard, was from that. He played Lewis, and he's 18 now, and he's got his first professional job. I know, cheeky beggar. He's very, very talented, isn't he? We went and saw his panto, and there was a bit where all of the pirates in Peter Pan had to go and get training from the dame, and as she revealed the chalkboard, he'd put EDP and a big heart round it because he knew we were in. Well, cute. I'll be more impressed when he gets signed and he remembers, you know, who taught him how to act. And then
yes.
I'll have that thanks then, please. Thanks very much. And then I should imagine you're gigging, right? What gigs have you got coming up, babe?
I've not got that many gigs coming up. I've got quite a few next week. I'm in a function band. We've got a few weddings that we're playing over the country, different places. So that's kind of cool, where I sing and play bass. I've got a rock band, local one, Winter Stone, they're called. Do like 70s rock, and I sing in that, which is great fun. Really good fun. So hopefully that will start up in February. We've got some gigs in the local area. and my rhyme time stuff that I'm doing, my nursery rhymes for the kids of Brentwood in Brentwood Theatre. That starts again the middle of January. So that's going well. I was always selling out with that, so that's pretty good. Yeah, so things are going well for me. But thanks for asking.
Busy, busy.
Yeah, it's all good.
Big moment earlier on this year, didn't you?
Did I?
Did you not get married this year?
Yes, but I'm sure we've spoken about that in
Oh, I think it needs mentioning
Maybe
again. Because I'm Amy Clayton Fudgesmith.
Mm. You are Amy Clayton Fudgesmith. it was a very big deal. It was a very big deal, but we don't need to dwell on that. But we did have an amazing honeymoon. We went to South America and all around those different countries. It was amazing. But that's enough about me.
Did you take your
triangle
with you?
Do you know what? I nearly took my swanny whistle. I thought it'd be funny being in the jungle with, like, random, like, a duck call or something like that. But, you know, that's not my fault.
Yes, that's going to confuse the animals a lot.
What is that?
And what about you, Nick? You got auditions coming up? You got any films in the pipeline?
I have 3 feature films in the pipeline. And, of course, I had my first ever go at stand-up last month.
I saw the photos. How was that? Terrifying?
Actually, you know what? I've been rehearsing everything. I've been walking down the street talking to myself. There's a lot of people...
That's just what you do normally, Nick.
Yes, it is. and so, yes, I made sure I was well rehearsed. And yes, so... hopefully I'll be out doing more doing more comedy in the new year.
So was it one that they workshopped the comedy with you, or did you go and go, this is what I want it to be? Or
No, we kind of workshopped it, and we learned about, you know, writing good puns and things like that. And then at the end of it, we went and did a show in front of 300 people for charity.
Wow,
that's amazing.
Congratulations.
How
long was the stand-up set you did?
It was just 5 minutes.
Five minutes is a lifetime.
Yeah. It is when you're up there and you've got to write all that material.
It's a lot of pressure, isn't it? I imagine a lot of pressure.
Yes, but I went up and I did it, and there may well be more.
Good stuff. Amazing.
Excellent,
so,
yes.
So not a lot then, we've not got a lot.
Yeah, not a lot.
No.
Quiet 24 as always, you know.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. While we're planning about, you know, trying to get things done, you know, because we're going to listen to one more musical selection, and it's a bit of Chuck Berry and Run, Rudolph, Run, which, written like that, actually, that title actually sounds vaguely threatening, but maybe it's not. I'm sure Chuck Berry did not mean it like that. But tell us your memories of this track.
You rascally reindeer.
Well, this was my selection, and I didn't read it like that. But again, similar to Amy, I was looking at songs. There's loads of songs that are sort of, you know, played, maybe certain ones overplayed around Christmas, all with lots of nostalgia behind them. But this one for me is. It doesn't get played a lot, and when you do hear it, it just sticks out in a brilliant way, and there's lots of other memories that follow it. But Run, Rudolph, Run, with that memory will now be be there.
Right.
Run, rabbit, run.
Right. Well, here to maybe, like, redress the balance a bit is the track.
Down. I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
Chuck Berry here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and a track which, as you can tell, was meant in a completely non-threatening way. Run, Rudolph, run. It was the final selection of my guest tonight, Lady Grey and the Earls. So, remind us, where can people go to find out more about Lady Grey and the Earls?
So if you search for Bandcamp or go to bandcamp.com, then in the search button there, put in Lady Grey and the Earls. You'll find all our albums up there, and you can download any song you want from our back catalogue for free, or go to SoundCloud and same thing, just search Lady Grey and the Earls and our songs will appear. And it's Lady Grey with an E.
With an E. You'll also find us on Facebook, we're on Twitter, our
MySpace
rehearsal. We probably do still have I miss MySpace. It was so much trendier than Facebook.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? You could have a background picture as all of the writing scrolled up. It just looks so trendy. I'm very sad. Very sad.
Yeah. Also, search us on YouTube as well. You'll find some videos, music videos of us as well. And there's a couple of Christmas ones on there if you're feeling festive. Well, only two Christmas ones. There's not hundreds of Christmas videos, but there's hundreds of videos, but only two Christmas ones. But yeah,
soon to be three.
But yeah, if you're feeling festive, go on YouTube, search Lady Grey and the Earls. We've got a channel there, and you can find our videos as well.
Yeah,
excellent, good stuff. And do we know when we're next going to be able to see you playing live?
Not yet, unfortunately, but we will be not streaming, whatever it is.
It'll be on the YouTube channel. We'll put that on there at some point in January. We've got two half-hour sets to put on there, so keep your eyes open for that. That will appear probably in our social media stuff, so that could be links will be in there.
And as soon as we get a live venue gig, which will more than likely be in town, we will let you know and hopefully get some people out.
Excellent. Yes, would be fantastic. We are going to round things up with one of your Christmas tracks, Mistletoe Kisses. To get us all in the spirit. It is the Christmas special after all. Before that though, if you have any shout outs, do make them known.
Well, I think our first shout out should be Silent Jimbo over here.
Jimbo! Jimbo! In the studio, he did a little bit of filming, but he did all the filming for the
for the music video and for the live sets. Yeah, he's been an absolute legend as always. Mum, Darren, John, Baz Studio, please complete our mixing. And
anyone that's been to see us,
everyone who comes to see us and support us, just shout out to everyone, and obviously your great self, Nick.
You are more than welcome. Well, like I say, stay tuned to Lady Grey and the Earls online for news of everything they're up to. And well, here's to a very busy 2024. All that remains to say is the future starts here. Lady Grey and the Earls, thank you so much as always, and very Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone, as well.
And here, to get you even more in the festive spirit, along with the earring solo, is Mistletoe Kisses.
Make it bright with Christmas light.
The brilliant Lady Grey and the Earls here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM and Mistletoe Kisses. Many thanks to them for joining us in the studio earlier in the week. Apologies for some of the audio quality in that interview. Lady Grey and the Earls' current album, It's a Mean Old Scene, is available on their Bandcamp page now, as well as all their other albums as well. Do make sure that you go check that out. And, well, we look forward to hearing more from them in 2024. Quick look ahead at the next few days in gigs. There isn't too much going on. Obviously, we're winding down a bit for Christmas. But Hippie Joe's Live and Unsigned Night is happening, as always, at Edge in Basildon tomorrow night with a Metal Xmas special. You'll be able to catch Hormone and Hoof playing there tomorrow night. Darren Jones, famous for The Long Run as well as solo stuff, he is going to be performing at 21 in Southend tomorrow night, performing a special Christmas set. Hotbox in Chelmsford has events all the way up to Christmas Day, so look up Hotbox online for all the listings of those. And at Chinnery's in Southend on Saturday night, you'll be able to catch a festive set from this lot, Youth Club.
When I asked you what you wanted from me this year, your tears came crashing down. I know what I've been promising you, my dear, and this year won't let you down. Even if the snow falls, even if the roads close, you won't be alone, no. Even if it's so cold, as far as the North Pole, just wait under the mistletoe. Me in your arms, so this year, even if the snow falls, even if the roads close, you won't be alone, no. Even if it's so cold, far as the North Pole, just wait under the mistletoe. I'm coming home. That will be the best gift, baby, I promise. I'm coming home. Baby, this Christmas, home is where the heart is.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
The tree, but Santa, this year you've let me down. Christmas won't be Christmas if you're not around. Spend all year making sure that I'm good. Cause when Christmas comes, I knew that you would. There's only one thing here on my list to end this year is not the new with a kiss. And here it is. Please answer my prayer. Pick me up in your sleigh and take me there. Rest of my life. I won't even ask for a puppy this year. Without
tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM from acts that you can see performing at Chinneries in Southend this coming Saturday. First up, it was Youth Club and Coming Home. They're going to be headlining the night. And the track you just heard was Louise Parker and Oh Santa. She's going to be one of the support acts on the night. Also on the bill, Ruskin, Darlin and San Quentin. Next up, amidst all the craziness of what's going on, is there some festive stuff that you can chill out to? Yes, there is. And here it is for this week's Christmas Chill with Nick. Couples on Phoenix FM with me, Nick Field. That was our round of Chill with Nick. Stay tuned to the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com/category/couples specifically, for the full track listing of that. We're running out of time for tonight's show, so all that remains for me to say is thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks to Lady Grey and the Earls for joining us in the studio. We'll be back on Wednesday the 27th of December, where I'll be looking back at some of the great guests and music that we've been listening to and enjoying here in the studio on Curveballs in 2023, as well as looking ahead to who we'll be chatting about in 2024. All that remains for me to say is to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and stay safe, be sensible, but above all, enjoy yourself as well. Darren Mutu is up next with Reggae Revival, taking you through to midnight when Destination Dawn sees you through till 7 a.m. when Mikey Porter is back with The Breakfast Show. I've been Nick Field. This has been Curveballs. Once again, have a fantastic festive period, whatever you're getting up to, and I will see you on the 27th. I bid you good night.
Thanks, Nick. No.